Welcome to the BD message. I'm sorry, but we're back. We have Seshad, we have Anuk, we have Nilata, and we have me, Akshad.
Are you apologizing? And hello.
I'm still not sure if this is the actual intro or not.
Let's just go with it.
We've begun.
You make Let's it sound like it. Our viewers are tortured listening to us.
Well, they have no, to listen. Well,
I wanted to say sorry because we said we're going to release this close to Valentine's Day, the last one. And so whatever we say now, it's going to be dated.
Okay.
That's what I'm sorry about. I was going to say... anyway, how is everyone?
Asking us or the people?
Leave a comment. Let us know how your day is. Because right now the world is toilet at this moment.
Putin
had just put the last nail in.
Putin.
The coffin of this being a good year.
Yeah.
That's one way to put it, yeah.
He said put it in.
Mm-hmm. No. The fact that they are both sitting on the crap on it. It's just...
Yes.
And surprisingly, it's not coming out of me.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll wait for my moment.
Let us just hope and pray that, like, by the time this releases, the Ukraine crisis is not as bad. Or, you know... Or something. I don't know. I don't think it will be, but you know.
Extreme thoughts and prayers.
With those thoughts and prayers, let us. Actually, this has nothing to do with those thoughts and prayers, but let us move on to a. I call them icebreaker games, but we've broken the ice many a times.
Many years ago.
Now it's just water.
Yeah, global warming.
At this point, it's a gas.
At this point, it's a gas.
This point, it's a gas. I thought
this is a gas breaker. Wait, what?
This is a gas breaker.
That sounds worse.
It's a vapor breaker.
Sounds like a farting.
It's like your breaker. Chemistry teacher comes and like a cool way to do icebreakers. Like if you really think about it. We don't have to do ice breakers. We can do liquid breakers or gas breakers.
And then even funnier, she doesn't even say all that. She comes into the class and...
Just comes into the class and says, gas breaker.
No, even... Sorry, the image I had is too funny. She comes into the class and says, I have an even better idea. And then she just farts.
Really broke the gas there.
Exactly.
That is how you start. Listen, you fart.
Oh, God.
All right, onto the gas breaker.
Onto the gas breaker. Let's move on to the gas breaker. Gas breaker. Oh, it's some petroleum.
Before we start, I call dibs on this being the title.
Gas breaker?
Yes.
Gas breaker. Fine.
We've given in already.
Yeah.
Alright. So, we are all children of the internet. We're not born by the internet, but we've lived a lot of our childhood with internet access. And so we're decently savvy. We're probably not as savvy as, like, people who are 5 years younger than us, but we're still savvy, wouldn't you say? So I thought, let's steal a game from Unus Anus that I saw when it was on Unus Anus.
But you said it's not stealing if the channel is not there anymore.
It's just taking.
Rest in peace, Unus Anus.
Memento mori.
F's in the chat.
F in the comments.
No, Unus Anus in the comments.
Ah, yes, Unus Anus in the comments, sorry.
Unus. And but the thing they did was they did an internet scavenger hunt. Which is basically we set a bunch of criteria and we take 10 minutes. We have a 10-minute time limit and we have to find images that match those themes. For example, I say find the funniest image that you can. Which one of us can find the funniest image in those 10 minutes? And so we look around for the funniest image. And put them up and compare, and we all just decide which one had the best one. But
this could go horribly, is my first thought.
When we get to the images and you just see a bunch of blurs, you can guess what happened.
Uh-huh.
How about we keep it PG so that we don't have to make it...
I didn't say this is not PG.
Oh.
We can try and... We can keep it PG-ish, yeah. We'll say basically no NSFW stuff.
Borderline, let's give it borderline.
Borderline?
That was about 75% of my searches, but I liked
it. What were you searching on?
Now that he said funny pictures, I was looking for funny pictures. God,
well,
damn,
we haven't started yet. We haven't started yet. Don't start yet. Whoa.
Oh, okay. Well,
rules, boy.
Okay. All right.
Were you looking through basically, your homework folder, Dilantha?
I was just looking online, but I was told to stop, so I have stopped.
That's so... Are you saying his homework is so bad that it's funny?
I don't really think that's the joke he was going for, but, you know, continue.
That's how I took it. So... I'm going to pick five categories. There were like 10 categories on Unus Honest. Pick five categories. We have, shall we say 10 minutes or 5 minutes to find these pictures?
5 minutes should be.
Five minutes. So make it hard. So 1 minute per picture. But you basically, five pictures, 5 minutes. And the topics, the theme for each picture.
One picture per topic, right?
Yes. So... You have to find, what I said earlier, the funniest image that you can find, the saddest image you can find, the cutest image you can find, the cringiest image you can find, and the scariest image you can find.
Can you write that down somewhere?
Yeah, I was just going to say.
I'm going to do more than write it down. I'm going to send the literal picture from Unasan.
Okay.
Ignore the bottom row, basically.
Scary, cringy, cute, sad, and funny.
Yeah, scary, cringy, cute, sad, funny. Don't send it immediately. So just have it ready.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Alright, and you can use whatever method you want to find these pictures.
Okay, at this point, I feel like 10 minutes might be better.
Yeah. I mean, 10 minutes to find, what, 5 pictures, right?
Yeah, because I thought it'd be like 1 minute and you'd give one category at a time, but since you gave all 5...
Yeah, we'll take 10.
So how would you do it?
Alright.
No, you will do it, you'll do it.
Can you have a stopwatch and a timer? Oh wow, you can. That's interesting.
The more you know.
10 minutes. I will set the timer, and that's when we'll begin, alright? Cue the countdown music. 3, 2, 1, search. Search. Now, I might have a bit of an advantage because I saw this episode and I remember some of these pictures that they picked.
That then you knew the categories going into this one, so...
Yeah, but I have terrible memory.
Fair enough.
Yeah, honestly, I'm actually stumped. I don't remember. I don't know what to pick for any of
this. I remember this one.
Alright then.
I am Confucius.
You're Confucius, yes. Well,
I feel like I'm gonna scare myself with the scary one.
How about you start with the scary one and end with the good one?
I know, that's actually what I'm doing right now.
Remember, you don't have... You can argue. Once you send your image, you can be like, this is why it's the scariest one. You just have to convince us overall which one's the scariest or funniest or whatever.
I have some images in my mind, which, and those are the ones I'm like going for.
Thing is, cringe is a bit subjective. Yeah, that's the thing.
I wanted to put your face, Anuk, but I was like, I don't want people to see your face.
You're so funny.
You certainly win the category.
Fluffy.
I do have an idea, but I don't want to put it.
Yeah, and I didn't give any, like, limits on what constitutes an image, as long as it's an image.
Yeah, no.
I didn't say it can't be a GIF.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, a GIF is not an image, isn't it?
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Actually, a GIF is
not an image. I may have found my crutch.
Ah, wonderful. Well, you have 7.5 minutes to do.
I have passed the two unnecessary categories.
I know the best place to search the cringe shit.
What, on a social media account?
Close enough.
What did I do to
my social media account?
No. I forgot it.
See, Anuk, I put myself in that one. There you go.
I don't think your social account is bad.
Shame, pal. Shame.
What is this? Cute. Cute again is subjective.
Yeah, hey, just, you're
just
the
whatever,
one.
Whatever you think.
All right. Yeah. I'll take it as what I like.
Even if
you're
it's
complaining despite knowing the rules.
Oh yeah, but you did say you had to convince the other parties that who you think. All right, then that
basically
case, then...
basically you can't vote for your own picture, and
okay.
you vote for the others.
Okay.
And so whoever gets the most in the end wins that round. If there's a tie, we'll just give to everybody who's in the tie.
Where do you send this, by the way? Oh, you're just sending it
on Discord. Not yet. Have it at the ready.
Okay.
Just have it at the ready.
Just have it at
and
the ready.
Photos. That was pretty easy compared to the others. I think there's 5 minutes. No, 6 minutes left. No.
Oh, not so bad.
All right, I only have two of the three categories done.
I don't even have one.
Can't say cringy. What the hell?
I know where I'm looking for cringy, I just don't know if I can find anything. Let's see.
Cringe. I know where cringe is.
I might go with this photo just because I saw it recently.
Is this something you posted recently?
I didn't post it recently, I saw it recently.
Oh.
Where do I save it? Okay, I'm gonna just take a screenshot of it. So I have two of the categories. I need sad and funny?
You know what? I'm just going to...
How many more minutes? Shit, now funny is too wide. This is too...
Because funny is subjective.
No, but no, funny is subjective. Okay, yeah, it is subjective, but funny has a lot of things that is funny. That's a problem.
Yeah.
The problem is, a lot of my funniest images I've already shown you.
Most of them have been your profile pictures, so...
That's true.
And those are our mascots in on our stickers, sorry. What is funny?
How many more minutes left?
4 minutes 15.
Fudge. I feel like my ones will be very boring, but Sashan clearly has some.
He's got jackpot. He's found the gold mine.
This picture is so stupid.
Good. Yeah, you found the perfect picture then.
Okay, that's that one done. Cute.
All I need is sad now.
That's so scary. I should pick that as my scariest picture. God. Oh, God. I can't. I haven't found three of these.
Why is this a GIF?
Everything's a GIF. If you think of it.
<You're> Sorry. I found something finally. Oh my god. Okay, okay. So I have.
Okay, that's. So I have scary, cringe, cute. What are the others? Sad and funny.
I will go with this.
What am I missing? I'm missing cringe and sad. Oh god.
Let me see what is the best top tier shit I did for this. I need to look for top tier shit. I can't go into this.
Oh, I know exactly what I'm doing for cringe. Ah.
Guys, Akshan found real cringe.
I know exactly what I'm doing for cringe.
Yeah, I think I found a funny verse if I can't find anything funnier than that.
I found sad. But it's kind of a different level sad. I'll have to convince you all.
Is it like not like the crap, how do I explain this? It's not like actually it doesn't make you feel sad, it's just a very sad thing that's happening.
No, I'll have to explain it later.
Alright, okay. I look forward to seeing it.
How many more minutes?
One minute twenty. Oh god, I think I have them. I think I have my pictures.
Yeah, I think I have mine as well. It's not very great.
Okay, I found a better
one. Yeah, it's not the best. You have a minute left, 50 seconds left.
No, I think I'm done. On your picture.
Actually, I'm trying to copy paste. I'm trying to send a picture from Instagram.
The same screenshot.
I know, but I'm trying to like copy it and stuff.
Copyright?
Crop it.
Okay.
I can't be sending this thing.
Yeah, some of my pictures are subjective, but at the same time, it's okay.
It's funny. Funny pictures could technically be memes, right?
12, yeah, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ding, 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 ding. Let's stop. Okay.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay.
Don't send the picture though yet. But if all ready, thank you, editor, for making that searching segment entertaining.
Yes, editor, very helpful.
All right, so let us begin with. Should we end with the funniest image?
Yeah, should we start with the funniest, right?
End with the funniest. So we'll go in the order of this of the Unasanas thing. So we'll start with the scariest. Who wants to go first with the scariest image?
I'll go mine.
Okay.
Let's go, Dylan. And yes, it's Evil Flex, even though everyone...
That's fine. Oh, did you say... Do you want to, like, put it at the same time?
No. We'll do it one at a time, for the editor, otherwise he'll just have to show everything at the same time. And
I'm just putting mine, because mine's not that great. There you go.
I mean, I'm sorry, but that's funny. I thought
it's not meant to be, but yeah, scary man. Ooh, falling from ceiling during family dinner.
it looks like a photo bomb from the
1920s. It might have been, actually. I think that was
no. Supposedly, the story behind these images, after they produced the image, they only saw the picture, the person. They when they took the image, there was no one there.
Mom, what's Uncle Tom doing?
So that was my explanation about why this is a scary picture. Uh-huh.
You had no idea, didn't you?
Nope.
All right, next up, Anuk.
Oh, okay.
I just went for the next person.
Yeah, so we'll move up every single time then.
Yes.
Let me just get the picture, copy image. That's what, yeah. See where...
That's not scary. Can I sense your souls, please?
And you would have won if you would have done good if there was an herb derp there.
Let me explain. The herb derp made it even more scary. The bee was so bad it was so scary.
No.
If there wasn't any text, this might have been a contender. Yeah, just this might. It is.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
I couldn't find the original picture, so I just had to go with this.
Okay.
So I had no choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny. Why did you submit this for the funny one?
I hope right, your next... funny one is funnier.
Oh, no.
Next up. That's a lot of pressure.
This funny one is scary.
Okay.
Next one.
Yeah, so this one, this image y'all probably would have seen.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
That's the Russian sleep experiment.
Yeah,
I remember that story.
With the context, yeah, that is scary.
This freaked me out like the very first time I saw it, and I just remembered it.
Yeah, it's a very freaky image, my lord.
Especially with the context behind it, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah, once you know the context, my god. It is scary. Look up Russian sleep experiment if you're about to sleep, because hey, it might keep you up.
The best time, look it up.
You want to stay up at night, just listen to the creepypasta.
I think Seshan probably will win this, but my scary image was this.
We knew the world.
Is it because of Oppenheimer?
It's mostly because of the video, but the quote itself. After he created the bomb that destroyed Hiroshima and Nagasaki,
he regretted it.
He said this. He regretted it, obviously, but it's like it's just eerie and scary, disturbing.
Yeah.
But Oppenheimer, the bombing, and just the phrase, now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds. Anyway, I think, I don't know if there's much context, contest, but I think Seshan wins this.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I was just gonna say we should just vote through reactions for our favor.
Maybe, but I think you win this to save time.
If you want to do that, sure. But
yeah.
If it's not obvious who is the winner, then yes. But I think you're gonna win this.
Hey man, I could find the original picture to be me.
To be fair, what are you voting for, Sasha?
Help, no, that's my vote.
But it's not scary.
Yeah, at least I tuned it down for the viewers.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Oh god.
Alright, well, the next category is, I believe, cringiest image.
So
we'll start this time. Start this time with Anuk.
No. I don't know if it's cringe, but let's just go with it.
There were things I wanted to put, but then I knew I shouldn't.
No. Okay, I think you're in the running. Definitely.
Yeah, I think Anuk's in the running.
You are in the running, bruh.
Okay, I'm just right. Mine's not cringe, it's just funny.
You did the exact same thing I did.
No, it's not.
Sriraka. Oh, God.
What the hell? Who's smoking? What is that?
Is it Queen Liberty?
No. Is that the Statue of Liberty smoking a joint?
That's what I thought as well.
The funny part is supposed to be the text, but it's okay.
Sri Lankan for hire.
No, Sri Lankan Amma for hire.
Oh, it's an okay.
Basically, Sri Lankan mother for hire.
Yeah, I see. So for the viewers.
Alright then. Alright. I'm not sure if that's cringy, it's just...
Yeah, I know. So like, not as cringy.
I know, I couldn't think of anything that wasn't PG.
If you weren't cheap, Chad, you would have been cringed.
Thanks.
But now, I'm
hopefully going to make a comeback with the funny pick.
Alright, well, my picture is subjective, but also...
Okay. Yes.
you see where I'm going?
Yes, I see where you're going with this.
My god, I winced at this moment in the movie theater, just like, why? Why did you do this?
Well.
Glanta, what's your thoughts on
that? There definitely was a rise in Sky.
Oh, no.
On the Sky.
He died hard.
He died hard.
Oh, god.
Wrong movie.
Well, my one's actually kind of similar.
Okay.
Is Star Wars as well? Oh, no.
Love knows no concept of dimension. Oh. And the sad thing is, I don't think this is a joke. I think this is actually his picture.
Yeah, I also think this is actually...
Hence.
Yep. Yeah.
Alright, voting time.
Oh, God. I'm debating between two of them. One of them feels like it's on the nose. It's obviously like meant. This one seems like it's real, and so it makes it worse.
Uh-huh.
It makes it more cringy.
I'm gonna just vote with this because I can't vote for mine, obviously.
Oh, it's a tie.
So both of you get a point.
Congratulations.
Right.
Congratulations.
They're both cringe next. Lords.
We are both cringe lords.
Mm-hmm.
Sashant, scary spice. You are both cringe spice.
Technically, they could like win one of the other categories and one of them could have a different name.
Yeah.
No, they'll have just multiple names.
What?
They if they win cute, the cringe cute spice.
Okay. Understood.
Speaking of cute, next up is cute. Seshan.
Okay, here's my cute photo. That's it.
Lovely. I think you and I had the same idea in the sense of animal.
Yes. As the French call it, that is a cute baby fuck.
Oh boy.
It's true. Yeah, I picked a kitten. Next up is Delonte.
Is it me? Okay.
Yes. I didn't think of that. You know? I really didn't think of that. I'm sure in context this probably means more.
This is Hayasaka, right?
It is, yeah. It's okay. Hayasaka season 2.
This is when she's trying to seduce Shirogane.
Seduce. Big in metal commas. But yes. Yeah.
Right, Anuk.
Hey, Anuk.
Anuk
is playing some make laugh funny game.
So all your pictures have been fantastic. I'm just going to tell you that right.
They are fantastic, but for the wrong category.
You may not win the categories, but you won our hearts.
if you don't win the funny category after this. Oh, that's so funny. I'm probably not going to give it to you.
It's all right. Funny. At least I get a laugh out of it. So
right. I think I know who I'm voting for. How do you add reactions, goddamn? Okay, fine.
Funny. Oh, another tie.
Oh, another tie. Hey, me and you got a point. So, basically, you have 2 points, Seshan, and the rest of us have 1.
Okay.
Alright, I believe next one is saddest image. Now, I don't imagine there's going to be a joke here. Maybe there is. Someone's going to put a sad image.
But you know Anuk's here, so...
Anuk's here, yeah. I feel like making Anuk go last just so I get some actual sad images first.
I mean, he's one before the last, so it's close enough.
Yeah, it's close enough. Alright, so my image is just a...
Yeah.
A sad moment in time.
That's a pretty good one. I will say that.
Mm-hmm. Alright, next up is Delanta.
Yeah, I went on a bit of a different wavelength.
Thing is that it is sad, but it's also funny.
Yeah.
You hit 3 spots for me.
I don't think it's real though. that's the only problem with that.
Delanda, you hit 3 spots for me. You hit funny, cringe, and sad.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I had a different sad one, but then I came across this and I was like, okay, this is it.
Well, alright, Anuk.
Anuk.
Oh, my, okay.
That is sad. That is sad.
I'm not wrong, right?
That is sad! Okay. Never forget the laugh!
Anuk, I hate you.
Oh, God. I can't argue with you. That is sad. Oh, God. All right. That's fine.
My sad thing is something that we've all experienced.
Okay. Ah, I see. I see how it is. All right. That's okay. I've experienced that, yes. How did you get a score of 0 and die?
I was trying to find a higher score image, but like...
But then you were like, nah.
I couldn't find one.
Well, I voted for one.
I voted for mine too. There's one more person who's left to vote.
I don't know who to... I can't vote for myself, right?
You can't vote for yourself,
no.
Yeah, seems that I have to vote for this then.
Akshan, you have 2 points now.
I won the sad game.
You're funny sad now. No, you're sad. Cute. No, you're cute sad.
I'm never cute. Did I win the cute? Oh, yeah, I win the cute. Yeah.
So you're cute sad, I'm cute scary, Anuk's
cringed,
and Delanta's also cringed.
Let's be cringe.
Now we've reached
the funny zone. All right,
the funny zone. So let's do it like this. Delanta first, and we'll go the opposite direction and end with Anuk.
Yeah, sure.
Just to see what his magnum opus is. Yeah. What he thought was the funniest image when he sent all of these ones before that.
See, I just make everything funny so they all equal up.
So, Delanta first.
Okay, well, I kind of went with the cheap shot, so have it do with that what you will.
For context, watch Palm Poker.
Watch Palm Poker. Here's a scene from it, and just show the scene with the testicles on the carpet.
Yep, that's right. That's right. Okay.
Is
it me next, or is it you, Akshan?
No, it's me, then you, and then Anuk.
Okay.
Alright, I saw this and I laughed, so that's the only reason I picked it.
Hippopotamus. Okay, so Maivan, you might have to look a little before you understand why it's funny to me.
Okay.
You'll look a little.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Okay. That's good. That's actually good.
That is funny. That is funny. All right.
Magnum opus.
See, I don't know. There was too many things to add, so I was like, I'll go with this. So it might not be funny, so but just let's go. See? I should write another
song. We built up the hype. Go on.
You better make them. I mean, I get it.
I was gonna. I
all just, that potential, and you went with that. TikTok humor.
Hey, achieved humor. Still humor. I won't submit this, but I'm just. As a this thing, but this is my other option. Oh, come on, why would he send? Okay, there you go.
If we found this I'm high. Gosh, I'm not.
That's funny. That's funny. But you didn't pick it, so.
I know.
I want to tell you.
Voting time.
I'll give it to the cringe lord himself.
You
did it. So,
really? Tech
product.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Wow. It actually worked.
Congratulations. I believe you have the most points.
Shout out to Sri Lankan pictures without context.
Okay. So, the final score is, I believe,
before we forget, I might want to explain to our viewers what they mean, because...
What means? Oh, so, oh, that, the picture.
Yeah.
Oh, so
it's in English.
No, basically what's on the shelves, Martin is like a pet killer, what am I about to say? An insect killer.
It's basically a pet killer.
It's an insect killer for like cockroaches.
It's a bug repellent, bunch of bug repellents. And it's in the pet section.
It would have been even funnier if it was on the baby food, if it just right across. I saw this image and I was like, why is this funny? I was like, is there something wrong in the rack? And then I saw pet products. It's brilliant.
God. But yes. Congratulations, Deshan. I believe you are the funny...
Scary, funny, cute.
Funny, scary, cute. Anuk and Dwanda are just the cringe.
High five.
High five.
You're cute, sad.
I'm cute, sad. Oh, God. And that was our internet scavenger hunt. We hope you enjoyed it.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, everyone. See you next month.
Oh, God. And I feel like we could, if we want to...
Do what?
Top it off with a odd one out.
Yeah, sure. We always had an odd one out.
Yeah. I have basically two pictures.
Common feature, yeah. Let's do it.
What is our categories? We'll choose one of the two.
I feel like the categories will give it away. I will give a hint if it takes too long, basically.
Okay, fine. Fair enough.
Heads or tails?
Tails.
Yeah. Tails? Alright. Are you ready for this?
Sure.
So, which one of these series is the odd one out?
It's gonna be like, where is it?
Podcast.
Jaws?
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Alright, I'll lock in your answer as Jaws. What are you two picking?
Even I also think it's Jaws.
go with something. Go with something else. I've already got it.
No, I mean, like, I think that's the answer, though. Like,
I also think it's the answer, but you know, this.
I need to look always... something up, though. Can I?
Sure. It won't change anything here.
Okay.
What about you, Anuk?
I'm not picking Jarl. I feel like it's.
Okay. I'm picking Shrek.
You're picking Shrek. Alright. Yeah. So we have Jaws, Shrek,
shit.
And...
No, wait, no, shit.
I'm picking Toy Story.
You're picking Toy Story. Sure, so we have Toy Story, we have
Jaws. Wait, hold on. Wait, Sashan, are you going to change your answer?
I had a thing in mind and now I need to think back on it now.
So, since everyone picked their things, why don't... Actually, are we locking it in? Are you changing anything?
I might change mine. Shit.
Sure.
I thought I had a reason and now I don't.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, man. Give me a...
Since you don't think it's a reason, what was the reason you were thinking of?
That most of these have like three films in the thing. And I totally forgot Toy Story has four. And Trekkosa has four. Everything else is like three. It's like a trilogy, right?
Jaws?
Yeah, Jaws has three.
Three, okay.
Yeah, that's what I've googled. Like, Avengers has three, Back to the Future has three. Yeah? Indiana Jones has three, Jaws has three. I thought Toy Story had three, and then I was like, wait, no, there's a fourth one. So, and Shrek also has four, so clearly one of them is not the odd one out.
Right. So, Delante, you're still locked in with Jaws, yeah?
I'm still in with Jaws, yeah.
Right.
Don't ask me why, but
your jaws are locked.
My let's see what you did there.
that sounded so uninterested.
What are you talking about? Of course I was interested. Uh-huh.
Your joke was funny. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Anuk, you're sticking with Toy Story?
Yeah.
Okay. And Sashan?
I honestly... You know what? I'll just go with my gut and choose Shrek.
Shrek. Sure. So, out of the three of you, which one of you got it right? None of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
that makes sense.
What is the reasoning for picking each one?
I don't have a reason.
I don't have a reason either.
I chose Toy Story because I felt like all the other movies had a humanoid MC. A main character.
I could have allowed that, but Shrek...
He's humanoid.
If an ogre counts as humanoid, then a walking cowboy dog counts as humanoid.
Yeah.
But a cowboy... But they're plastic. I mean, in the movie, they're all plastic figurines and stuff like that. Right? They're not actually like meat and flesh.
You could argue that. But the problem is, Avengers doesn't have a main character. It has like main characters, and if you,
but they're all meat and flesh still.
Yeah. I mean, I get where you're coming from, but it's too debatable for it to be an obvious odd one out.
Okay, makes sense.
If you get me.
Is the answer Avengers?
No. Thing is, Sashad, you were on the right track. All of these movies have four movies in their series, except for Back to the Future.
Oh,
really?
Fudge, yeah.
Avengers has four movies.
Oh, shit, Endgame.
Yeah, Endgame. Toy Story has four, Shrek has four. Indiana Jones has three, and then the fourth one that
coming.
Was with him in an old
that
movie.
Is coming, yeah. And Back
and
to the Future, yes.
And Jaws has four movies, all three of them terrible. The only one good one being the first one.
Oh, I didn't know that it had four. If it had four, I would have thought of that. I thought they were all trilogies for some reason.
That's the thing. These are all trilogies, but they have a fourth movie.
Damn it.
The reasoning for this one is a lot simpler than the previous
ones. The last one was...
I was on the right track, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were. He even let you look it up. Alright.
I wish I'd seen that there was a fourth movie.
For Jaws?
Yeah, because I went and I saw like main screen showed me Jaws, Jaws 2, and Jaws 3D. I didn't see the Jaws 4.
It's called Jaws 4: The Revenge. The plot of the movie is, we should probably watch this movie because it's very bad.
Oh shit!
The plot of the movie is the shark was friends with the shark from the first movie, and so swam all the way from New York to come and avenge him.
Okay. This should be called Avengers, not the real Avengers.
I think I've heard of the plot for that one. I think I remember that as well.
And the wife of the husband from the first movie has a telepathic connection with the shark. And whenever the shark does something, she has an image of it in her head. She's like, something's wrong.
You know, it sounds very similar to Sharknado.
Perhaps.
Sounds like The Conjuring to me, but with sharks instead of demons.
Yep. Oh god. Alright, shall we do one more image and then stop the game?
Stop the game or stop the podcast?
No. Oh yeah, how long has it been?
Almost about
45.
Meta commentary. Right. Here we go.
Shall we just do one more odd one out and then...
Yeah, I guess. Everyone's up to it. 14 minutes more, anyways.
Yeah.
We can talk for a bit after, but yeah.
Yeah, we can talk a bit after. Alright. So, tell me, which character is the odd one out in this lot?
Is that Alita on the top right?
Yeah, it's Alita, Battle Angel.
I don't know much about Cowboy Bebop, but I have to look it up.
I feel like I know where this is going, but I'm not too sure.
There's a little bit of a clue with just the fact that with who's here.
Yeah, I feel like my answer might be Alita.
Your answer's gonna be Alita, sure.
I think so. Again, I'm gonna look something up.
I can give you a hint, if you would like a hint.
No, that's fine.
What's the hint? If you don't want to listen to it, Sashan, you mute.
No. He can pick a character, and then he can't change it after the hint. Actually, that's unfair. There's no point difference. Sure. I'll just give the hint.
Yeah, okay. I know now what this is.
Okay, so what did you pick?
Wait, I'm just gonna check something.
Okay. Yeah. Anuk, what do you think?
I'm thinking Spike Spiegel, is it his name? Yeah.
Sure.
I'm Alita. Thinking, but I'm unblocked.
I'm also going to say Alita.
Alita, and I know the reason, I think.
I also think.
You know, I realized that there is something else. So. The game I've made might be wrong.
You don't say.
Basically, there might be multiple ways in which you can argue an odd one out.
Okay.
But anyway.
Yeah, I'm still going with Alita.
You're going with Alita. Alright. You might have to give a reason, otherwise I might not give it without the reason.
I have a reason, but I'm not too...
I also have a reason.
So you're picking, both of you are picking Alita, you're picking Spike.
Yeah.
So for the two Alitas, what's your reasoning?
Should I go first or Dilanta, do you want?
You go first, I think your one might be a lot stronger than that.
So if I'm right, every other person is from a different planet and Alita is from Earth?
Exactly. I was going to say everyone else has like space... from other place in space,
I googled it, and apparently Spike was born on Mars.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'm pretty sure. Okay, so obviously Martian Manhunter is from Mars. The Martian from the Looney Tunes is also from Mars. Magician, I think, is also from Mars.
He's also Martian.
Yeah, I don't know where the aliens
from,
right?
A different planet. Yeah, the aliens from a different planet. Not Mars.
But yeah, so I don't know if that's the reason, but like I think everyone else is from space except for Alita.
Okay, so that's your answer. Next, so that's why you picked that.
Yes.
So, Delantha, is that the same reasoning?
Yeah, it was the same reason. Space.
Okay. Space.
Space.
Simplified it easily, space.
Anuk, what was your reason for Spike?
I would say because everyone else has an ability. And they are... How do you say? I don't know much about Cowboy Bebop, that's why I'm just saying this.
He's... Yeah, okay.
He's more human-like, whereas Alita is more like machine. And Martian Manhunter is more alien-ish. And then obviously Alien Magician has its own abilities. And Martian is also its own thing.
Magic Man...
Alright, alright. I think I'll give it to you, Anuk, as well. I think I'll give... It wasn't what I was thinking, but as looking at this again, I was like, oh, wait, there's a way that Spike is the odd one out of this lot as well. And you said, I was waiting for you to say, he's human and the rest aren't.
But yeah, that's what I...
And you basically said it. So,
yeah.
I'll give it to you for that. Alita Battle Angel, technically... you got it wrong for the right reason.
Just
because she is from Mars.
Akshan?
Yeah.
She's Martian. Mind. She's Martian, right?
No.
She.
I was just gonna say it. I didn't hear anything you said.
Uh-oh. Ice. Okay. Did no one else hear me?
No, I heard you.
Okay. Did you hear me tell Anuk anything?
No.
Okay, I'll just repeat it. Basically, I told Anuk that he's right, that Spike is the only human-like character. I was waiting for him to say he's the only human character. He was close enough that I'll give it to him.
No, Spike's the right answer.
No. He wasn't the right answer, but looking at it again, I'm like, oh, wait, he also would be an odd one out because he's the only human character in the lot.
Okay. What's the real answer?
You picked Alita Battle Angel. You got it wrong for the right reason.
Oh, so...
Alita is from Mars.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She was just built again on Earth. But she's originally from Mars. And thing is, everyone here is from Mars except for the Xenomorph.
Right, okay.
That's why I said there's a hint with Martian Manhunter. And the
Martian.
Marvin the Martian.
Marvin, yeah.
Yeah, Magic Man's from Mars. Spike, as you said, is from Mars. Navita's from Mars. Xenomorph is just from a random planet.
Well, I should have looked that up better because I searched it up.
I also, like, when I looked up Alita as well, I also read that thing. But then if you look into her background, it does say that in the story of Battle Angel, she remembers that she is from Mars.
So Alita remembers that she's from Mars and her original name is Yoko.
Yes.
Well,
sorry for spoiling Alita Battle Angel.
Damn it, Google, you failed me.
Both times you found the reasoning, but you got it wrong.
Give me a sympathy point, please.
You already won the other game, what do you mean?
Give me 1 point from both games, half a point from each.
What's the point? What's the point? What do you get out of that?
To stay ahead on the test, to stay ahead on the leaderboard.
Oh my god. Speaking of, where's the leaderboard?
Right here.
Three now.
Oh.
Sansa 3, I think we both had 1.
Well, I did have to take care of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck to Saint Editor.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. the editor. We knew her well.
Yeah, we knew
Indeed
her.
We did.
Her. Let's specify her.
Yeah.
Alright then.
Oh god. Oh. This has been a game. And what was the name of this episode again? That we're definitely calling it.
Gas Break.
Gas breakers.
Oh god. If only one of us could fart on cue.
No.
Fart on cue.
Alright, I got you fifth.
Good.
What?
I got one in the chamber.
we'll just let's get the editor to play it.
Is it gonna be a wet
actually part? I was gonna say that that's a lot easier than doing it all natural.
All natural.
Are you gonna go wet fart or are you gonna go dry fart?
What's your preference?
What if I fart is a fart?
Editor's choice. Editor's choice.
Fart is fart.
Oh, fartilicious.
Oh god. I think we're gonna go on a podcast without that coming out, Anuk, but sure, yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Fartilicious.
You know of a funny image? I just couldn't find this one, but I finally found it. I think I've sent this before as well.
You have?
What?
Oh, yes, you have.
Where are you sending this?
On podcast.
There's something wrong. You could have just looked inside your folder, you know that, right?
I know, but I have 10 minutes.
Okay.
I was panicking with the other ones.
Oh god.
So wait, did you say Anuk gets a point for the Spike Spiegel thing?
He does, because he's technically right.
Hey, why don't I get a point then?
We're not right.
I was.
He just explained why we were wrong.
No.
Just because you didn't hear it doesn't mean it wasn't there.
No, if Anuk gets a point for...
For some bullshit. I want a point for my bullshit.
Exactly.
Yeah, bullshit was wrong, though.
No. I got it right, but I chose not... the wrong person.
Oh. What?
My reasoning was correct, but I chose the wrong answer.
Okay, let me rephrase what you said, Sen. You said she's from Earth. She is not from Earth, she's from Mars.
No,
that's what Akshan said.
What? Yeah. So I said my reasonings were correct. As in like the reasoning behind
but that's what
the odd one out was, but the person I chose was wrong.
When you did O-levels and A-levels, did you send your papers for remarking and then go, Yushi, my method was completely correct. But the answer may have been wrong, but the method is there.
I did this a lot in maths.
I'm not surprised it's coming up.
I always did it my way and I got it right and the teacher would be like, what the hell are you doing?
Probably way. Just put a tick so that you just shut up about it.
Which way you fair match that?
Yeah, I mean, if you got you the marks, you know. You technically did work.
So do I get a sympathy point?
No.
You won the other game.
Sure.
You won 3 points in that game.
Sure.
All or nothing.
Chance just being a baby.
Oh my god.
Damn it, man.
What's it? Like yeah, even if you are. The thing is, you. For both, you got them wrong for the. You picked Shrek for this one.
Yeah, but my reasoning was right.
No, your reasoning was wrong. No, you said. I asked you, why'd you pick Shrek? And you said, I don't have much of a reason for this.
Well, my previous reasoning was right.
But you didn't go with it, and you were wrong anyway.
Damn it, Akshan, I hate your memory. Why is it working only now?
You said Avengers only has 3 films as well.
I'm sorry that, well...
What?
Nothing.
Exactly. Well then. It has been an episode.
This has been an episode
indeed.
On the next episode of Gas Breakers.
Oh god.
The gas is not loose.
Oh no.
Everybody liked your cigarettes.
No. You don't want to light your cigarettes in this gas. That's not what you're supposed to be doing, Akshan. You gotta teach them.
Yeah. We're a bunch of cows here, methane and all of it.
Okay, let's just end this.
Let's just end this. Alright. Thank you for watching this episode of Gas Breakers. I have been Akshan.
And I have been Anuk.
I have been Sashan.
And I have been Delanta.
And we haven't changed a bit since we began.
Exactly.
Have a
bye.
Good
bye.
Bye. Question mark, question mark.
Bye.